Serve God with a grateful heart. A grateful heart. Connect with your faith. It connect with your faith. To give birth. The desires of your heart. A grateful heart. Speak to the source. To give you even more. A grateful heart. Enables you. To respond by faith. In all that you face. Turn to your neighbor and say. As we come to the end of the year. Just serve God. With a grateful heart. With a grateful heart. Somebody is asking and saying, I look back. It's like nothing. I need to be grateful. But I'm here to announce to you. He has kept you. He will keep you. He will sustain you. He will give you peace. In the name of Jesus. Peace that surpasses all understanding. This year, we have been winning. You may not have seen me wearing the gowns of winning, but not wearing the gown of winning does not mean I'm not a winner. I am a winner in Christ my Lord. The winner I am now. Since I am in the Lord, serve God with a grateful heart. Give thanks unto the Lord. Give thanks unto the Lord. A grateful heart. A heart that says thank you, Lord, for taking me this far, for carrying me through, for sustaining me through, for covering me when I needed cover, for comforting me when I needed cover, for being the pillar when I was weak. Serve God with a grateful heart. But if you serve him with a grateful heart, a gratitude or a grateful heart is the greatest force of a believer. It is more than just saying thank you. A grateful heart or gratitude is a powerful force in the life of a believer. Use that powerful force and you will see the one who is able to do exceeding above all that you can ask. In the book of Luke 17, the Bible says, when you read from verse 11, the Bible says, now it happened, as he passed, as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of
Samaria.
Then he entered a certain village. There met him 10 men. Who were lepers. Who stood a distance away. And they lifted up their voices. And they said,
Jesus,
Master,
have mercy on
us.
See how they.
Together they sang a song. And they said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us.
See how they.
Together they sang a song. A song of request. A song of their desire. They lifted up
their
voices. And they said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. It's like like they were saying. You know our condition. You know what we are going through. You know our rejection. You know we are despised. We are looked down upon. But Jesus,
Master,
have mercy on us. We don't know how. But mercy. But Master, have mercy on us. So when he saw them, may he see you as well. Just like he saw them. He didn't end by hearing. He then saw them. And he said to them, go and show yourself to the priest. And so it was, as they went, they were cleansed. As they were cleansed. As they obeyed. They were cleansed. As they responded to what the voice of Jesus had said. They were cleansed. The power of obedience. The Bible does not say as he laid hands on them. But as they went, how did they go? They were responding to what Jesus had said. Then the Bible continues to say, and one of them, when he saw that he was healed, he returned. And with a loud voice, no longer saying, have mercy on us. But this time around, he was expressing his gratitude and glorifying God. May God transform us from our land of requests to the land of glorifying
God.
They left the season of the leper and they were transformed to the season of glorifying God. When he glorified God, the glorification drew the attention of Jesus. Then verse 16. As he glorified God, he fell down on his face.
Hallelujah.
Giving him thanks. And this one was a Samaritan. People who were despised. People who were looked down upon. People who were not imagined. Not considered. But he came to give thanks. This month is the last month of the year.
We
are giving thanks to God for all the great things that he has done for us.
Verse 17.
And Jesus answered and said,
Jesus was painful.
Imagine how it is written there. So Jesus answered and said,
Hallelujah.
Were there not 10 of you? But where are the 9?
Where are the 9? 18.
Were there not any found who returned to give glory to God? Except this foreign, the Samaritans were considered as foreigners. Just like the song says, we were foreigners.
In
relation to
Israel.
But now, and here is a foreigner. He came back to say thank you. He came back to say, it's like I got what I did not deserve. But I've come back to say thank you. And from that moment, Jesus was heard saying, arise,
but it's
go your way,
and
your faith
has
made you well. Gratitude draws from the source. And bring it unto you. Gratitude is a powerful force. This
Samaritan
did not only receive physical healing like the others, but he received something more. That was wholeness. Wholeness. May you receive something more. In the name of Jesus. May you experience something more. In the name of Jesus. They that give thanks unto God, they deserve. They receive. You know, gratitude open the door for a deeper encounter. Your gratitude can open the door to a deeper encounter. In the last month of the year,
may
you experience a deeper encounter.
In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
The act of returning to give them showed one, his faith. Two, his humility. Three, his it distinguished. So it made it clear that he remembers where he got the healing. May you remember where you got your job.
Now run for and
go back and say that. If it was through prayer, if it was through the laying of
hands,
if it was through church, or through God using your church, you can go back to God. Lord, I say thank you. Do you know? When the statistics are written of how many people are unemployed and your name is not amongst those, you just think it is just numbers. Those numbers are people's names. When they say the unemployment has risen, you think it is just numbers. But it is not just numbers. These are people's names. When they say the ward at the hospital is full, it is not just a number. Those are names of people. And you are not there.
When I walk alone,
you are here.
Ula.
Give thanks unto God. Give gratitude unto God. You know, in today's church, we become so committed.
See,
say thank you. God is the source. God is the source. And he is the rewarder of all those who diligently seek after him. I'm seeking after him. Seek after him. There's behind the grateful heart. There is healing. Behind the grateful heart. Behind gratitude. There is healing. And complete healing. Behind gratitude. There is a testimony. I can imagine this man going back to the other lepers. And they said to one another, he was one of us. We went with him to Jesus. We were healed with him. But now he is whole. He is complete. When did we lose it? We didn't go back to show gratitude. When you show gratitude unto God, when you show gratitude unto God, you are not doing him a favor. You are doing yourself a favor. Yes, I'm healed. But as I say, thank you, Lord. And if I glorify the name of Jesus, I become whole. I become complete. May God complete you. May God complete you. When God completes, there is nothing lacking. And there is nothing missing. May there be nothing missing in your life. Jesus' name. Gratitude. Will make you recover. Gratitude will make you receive. Gratitude will make you advance. May you advance because of gratitude. May advance. May you advance. In your work, may you advance. They advance. They that have gratitude for what God has done for them. They advance. They don't expire. You will not expire. You will not get tired along the way. But you will advance to the glory of God. You will advance for God to show his glory. Gratitude is a form of worship. That is why the Bible says, when he came to Jesus, he fell down on his face. As a sign of worship. May you worship where your miracle came from. Because where your miracle came from, all miracles will come. In the name of Jesus. May you worship the God who has delivered you. Because when he has delivered you from the battles you saw, he will also deliver you from the battles you did not see. This year, we are winning. Winning visible and invisible. When the Bible says, this man was made whole. It's like Jesus was saying, I don't only have power over leprosy, but I've got power to even fight your invisible battle. There are invisible battles that you face in our lives. Why you do not know? What did I do wrong? Why you do not know? The wine I have won. I did not realize
azenaka
that you are the God
ukuthi wena uNkulunkulu
who sees
labonako.
May God see.
Ongathi uNkulunkulu angabona.
May God see.
Ongathi uNkulunkulu angabona.
When the lepers were shouting,
nana madoda abalala ngathi athi
master
athi Jesus calls.
Have mercy on us.
So the
Bible says
the Bible lithi
hey
wever
they are voices
wever my people up
but you also saw
obito wabona
their situation
wabona sibo sami
and he said to them
wase uthi kubo
show yourself.
Show yourself.
I declare like a prophet of
God.
Go and show yourself.
Hamba
Go and show yourself. Who has been touched? by the hand of God. Does not remain the same. Where there was leprosy, leprosy is no more. Where there was deafness, deafness is no more. Where you cannot talk, my God. My God.
Hallelujah.
My God.
Hallelujah.
Gratitude opens the door to your wholeness. Gratitude opens the door to your wholeness. There is healing, but there is also wholeness. And the door of wholeness is where your body, where your soul, where your spirit, where your soul, where your body, and where your spirit is made whole. Is not complete. It means through healing. The other nine lepers, the body was healed, but the soul and the spirit was remaining wounded. But when he went back, God said, I don't just end with your body, I go deeper to your soul, and I go deeper to your spirit. He came back joyful in the name of Jesus. He received the supernatural. May you receive the supernatural. May you receive the supernatural in the name of Jesus. One time, Lady Reverend was preaching here, and she prayed for people, saying archives are being opened. Archives are being opened to your favor. That which was discarded is being restored again in the name of Jesus. My Bible says there was a young man by the name of Jephthah. He was born by infidelity. Let me say, he was born outside marriage. When his father died, his brothers gathered together and they said, let's chase him away because of being a son of another mother. Same father, but he got punished for being born by another mother. But while they were alone, and he went away, and he gathered himself with some other people. But on the other side, God was working a plan. It's like he was saying, I know the plans that I have for you. I know the plans and the thoughts that I have for you. Not for you to die in the wilderness, but for you to be restored. They were heard saying, let us go and find our brother. And when he comes now, being a brother is not enough, but we want him to be our head, to be our leader. May you experience such faith in the name of Jesus. They spoke among themselves, Let's allow him to be our leader. It's like they looked at one another. They said, no one fits in the position. They looked at one another. And they said to one another, you are just fit enough to be my brother, but not my leader.
Ah,
then look at the next one. You are good enough to be a brother, but not a commander. And when they could not find one, they said, we remember our brother. And when he comes, he will not only be a brother, because he has to advance. We threw him away as a brother, but he's coming back as a commander. In the name of Jesus, this year, closing the year, show your gratitude to God. God will show His greatness and His mercy upon you. Every cloud that was tearing your breakthrough, may it land upon you in the name of Jesus. If there is a cloud that carries rain, there is also a cloud that carries a blessing. May that cloud locate you in the name of Jesus. May it stop wandering. May it stop wandering and land on you in the name of Jesus. Here am I. Locate me. The woman with an alabaster box. The alabaster box. She came to Jesus.
With a chance.
She broke it.
That's
a sign of gratitude. Remembering what God has
done.
That is in Luke chapter 7. The woman with the alabaster box. She came.
Wait.
This is an indication that you can also come.
No, verse 47.
The Bible says. Jesus said,
what is Jesus?
Therefore I say to you, her sins, which are many, are forgiven. For she loved much. For she showed gratitude. When you show gratitude, God goes deeper in what your soul desires. He goes deeper to what your spirit desires. Some of us, I want to work for God. I desire to work for God. I desire my spirit to be connected with
God.
But you find yourself seated there. But now I say to you, rise up and go your way. And as you go to serve God, He will perfect that which concerns God. May the God who perfect for you in the name of Jesus. What is the message, Pastor? The message says, gratitude, the power of a grateful heart. Be grateful from the heart. Show God that you have done it for me. God has done it for me. He can do it for you. Let's put our hands together. Let's celebrate God in our
hearts.
Gratitude will distinguish you from the crowd. While they were 10, there was no difference. But when he went back, he was distinguished from the crowd. Don't remain in the level of the crowd. Don't remain in the level of the crowd. Let there be something that distinguishes you from the level of the crowd. In the name of Jesus. God can do it. God can do it. Just by you showing gratitude. Gratitude. And the blessings of God will carry you. I know how to receive the blessings of God. I have seen God blessing my life and blessing people through my life. Some I would lay hands and they get well and healed. It is not in my name. It is in the name of Jesus. And when I do it in the name of Jesus, I am in a way saying to him who is able, I am lifting you up to him who is able to do exceeding. May you carry your own testimony of the end of the year. And that testimony,
Lord of Fathers,
may it propel you. May it propel you to advance to your
2026
with all power from above, with all wisdom from above. Are you planning to start a business in
2026?
I pray to God to extend his hand upon your documents. Your documents are not just documents. They are your business. It may look like a paper, but that paper is carrying your destiny. We want to raise people who will not only be members of the church, but who will be occupiers and owners and own things and influence in the name of Jesus. Though it may start small, but it will surely blossom and it will expand in the name of Jesus. If there was such a thought in your heart, I decree and declare, let it be well, let it be perfected in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Let us stand on our feet.
Let us stand on our feet.